This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
The Fed surprised markets this week by keeping its stimulus program going. The taper didn't happen, and whether that is good or bad for you depends on what your plans are. To help sort that out, Gus Fauché joins us. He is senior economist at PNC Financial Services Group. Good morning, Gus.
Good morning.
So let's talk about some of the potential winners and losers here. Let's say you want to buy a home or a car soon. What's the impact of the Fed's moves on this?
Well, the Fed move has pushed down interest rates, so that makes it less expensive to borrow to buy a new car or to buy a home. So people who are looking to borrow will benefit from lower interest rates, and that's what the Fed is trying to do. They're trying to make it less expensive for consumers.
Okay, lower rates there. Now, let's say you play it safe and your money is in a savings, checking, or a money market account. What kind of return are you going to see there?
Very, very low. Short-term rates have been near zero for a few years now. The Fed has indicated that they're not likely to rise anytime soon. So if you're a saver, you know, you're being hit hard by very, very low interest rates. That's one of the costs of the program. The Fed has recognized that, but they've decided that the benefits of lower rates outweigh those costs.
Okay, now let's say you've got a 401k, you're not retiring anytime soon, and there are a lot of stocks in that portfolio. How are they going to do based on what the Fed did?
Well, stocks went up sharply after the Fed announced its decision. One thing is, with rates very low, that's pushing investors looking for higher returns into stocks, and that's juicing up the stock market. And then also, industries that are sensitive to interest rates, like home builders or the auto manufacturers, they've done well with lower rates, and so those stocks have moved up in price. And if you have stocks in your portfolio, you've done pretty well over the past few years.
Gus Fauché, senior economist at PNC Financial Services Group. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Mark.